Mishmesha. First of all, allow me to greet you on this beautiful message. Now, I saw a lot of bright spots in this message. And I want you, my best advice for you would be to have patience. Now, your boyfriend is 22 years old. And this is the time where he's beginning to discover his strengths, where he's building his self-confidence and his self-esteem. Now, let me take you for a trip into the self-esteem thing and confidence and how does it work. We are all born very accepting of ourselves. You never see a baby complaining about how fat or how silly or how dumb or how dark or how fair they are. Kids, as little kids, are just happy with who they are. But then life interferes. You have parents and what they tell you. You have relatives and what they tell you. You have teachers. You have friends. You have people around you. And you have the media, and you have people who have nothing to do with you dictating what is appropriate and what's not. Dictating if dark skin is good or not. Dictating if curly hair is good or not. Dictating if fat is good or not. So that's how the self-esteem thing starts. You begin looking at yourself and compare notes with those people around you and what they say about you. So for example, if you have a teacher at school that keeps telling you that you're stupid and that you're good for nothing and you will never be successful, this is how you will see yourself by time. And that's called a false prophecy. Or what about if you have a parent, like a mother or a father, that keeps telling you how short or how ugly or how incompetent you are? That's how you begin feeling by time. You believe that. So, usually, we are exposed to those things from the age of, let's say, 6. That's when we begin to realize that. From the age of 6 until the end of the teenage years. This is where it hits us really bad. A lot of people get stuck. Like they begin their 20s and they get stuck in those beliefs. And they deal with themselves accordingly. Now, some people are lucky and they begin questioning those things. They begin really evaluating those things that they were told. So I would like you to ask your boyfriend to listen to this, because I do not think that there is anything wrong with him. He is just discovering the world away from what he has been told, right and wrong and correct and appropriate and so on. Now, his constant questions about what people think about him or how people view him and so on, this could be out of care. It could be out of care for you. It could be that he really wants to please you and he wants your friends to like you and he wants people around you to like him. So, I don't know. I think that give him a couple more years and he will get a grip on his own. Once he begins working and making money and having the sense of achievement and sense of fulfillment, self-confidence will kick in immediately. Now, you're saying that a lot of times he would look at you and he would like wonder what would make you fall for a guy like him. That doesn't say how little he regards himself. This just says how great he thinks you are. So if I were you, I wouldn't worry about the self-confidence. I would just give it time. When he feels secure that you truly and sincerely love him and accept him as he is, when he feels confident after he begins working and making money and, you know, like the sense of achievement that comes with meeting goals and targets and proving himself on the workplace, this is what will give him confidence. So I would say give him time, and I don't know. I don't think it's a self-confidence issue. I think it's a matter of time. But if it were self-confidence and if he doesn't believe in himself, your role is to keep pushing him. He needs to feel secure. And when you push him, you don't push him the way a mother pushes a child. You push him the way a lover pushes her boyfriend. And that means you make him feel secure and confident that you are mentally convinced of him, that you enjoy being with him, that you see his potential, and you are there to support him with whatever decision he takes. This is how he would gain confidence. When he feels that no matter who tells you what about him, be it a parent or a friend or a colleague or whatever, it wouldn't change how you see him. So I think give him time and lots of support and lots of security and he will be okay. On the other hand, if you think that this is a deeply rooted problem, maybe you would want to talk to him about his childhood and what people thought of him and at school what kind of kid he was. Because maybe the things that I said in the beginning about all those false prophecies is what went wrong. Maybe he has heard a lot that he's good for nothing until he believed it. So you need to know what he has heard to be able to counterattack it. Now I want you to think about this. Let him listen to this and then you both get back to me.